Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. As you know, the weather's not too bad. This is, by the way, November 2nd, 2017. There is one more show after this. Three more hours. And those of you that have been praying for my removal will finally have your prayer. Oh, maybe not. Okay, anyway, here's what we do know for sure. We know tomorrow we're going to be talking about the pursuit of happiness in the first hour, which is one of the most important teachings, because people get on this planet and they think that is the pursuit. We're going to talk about that. And then the second hour, Robo Producer and I are going to be covering, some clips, some things that have happened, talk about some of the guests and some of our sponsors and the people we've worked with, and just cover the last 5 years, which is, I think, going to be a lot of fun personally. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody for the multitude of emails and gifts and shout outs and everybody who's reached out. I really appreciate it. And we pray, our biggest prayer is that over the last 5 years, in even the smallest capacity, that the Lord has brought you just one step closer to Him through anything that we've done. We would just be thrilled, because that is our unspoken vision for all of it, for everything that we do. And I credit not just the people at the station, but of course I credit my wife, because none of this would happen without her. And as she is the rock of humanity that I go with. Never forget, in radio, a host is his biggest fan and his worst critic. So if you remember that, then you need the voice of reason somewhere, usually not coming from the host. I'm just saying. Okay. All right. All right, let's. I love this thing we're going to talk about. I love this. In fact, I actually wish that in the first 10 years of my Christianity, I would have heard this. This would have saved me years and years of anguish and many books I would not have had to read. That's all I got to say. Here it is, called The Will of God. So, as you know, in our industry today, there are a lot of self-help books, right? There's I'm okay. There's I'm okay, you're okay. There's I'm okay, you're okay, she's okay, he's okay. There's I'm okay, you're okay, they're okay, we're okay, you're okay, I'm okay, we're okay. Then there's that latest version, I'm okay, you're a jerk. There's that one too. Don't forget that. There's all of these. And as you know, there are also Christian help books. You can say they're not there, but truth is important. And these are the kind of books that say, you're okay if you support my ministry. then you're okay. And it's like, right? Here, listen to this. Life is a waste unless we discover the purpose of our creation. Only the Creator can define what this purpose is. God defines our purpose through the revelation of His will. Now, I'm going to read that again because it's pretty important. Life is a waste unless we discover the purpose of our creation. Only the Creator can define what this purpose is. God defines our purpose through the revelation of His will. So we are directed by God to understand His will in passages like Colossians 1:9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. Oh, cool. Not only that, but Ephesians 5:17, therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Now, I want to backtrack to the self-help books and the Christian self-help books and talk about why those are popular. Why do you think they're popular? They are speaking of a fulfillment of your existence. They're speaking to you at a different level. The problem with the self-help books is Jesus' teaching is the exact opposite of a self-help book. Because Jesus doesn't want you to help yourself. Jesus wants yourself to die. So you have a big conflict here. Because Jesus is like, you want to live? You got to die. You want to figure out what your purpose is? You got to lay down your life. Then you'll find out. So Jesus' take is way over there in some other place. And then these other people are like, you know, this is it. You should do this. You should have positive this and positive this and positive this. You know, I did not have a good sleep last night. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like kind of like silly. You know, and I understand half empty, half full. And I'd rather hang around with somebody who's got sunshine than somebody who talks like Eeyore. I don't have a problem with that. I get it. But to think that you're existence is wrapped up in you fulfilling you so you are happy is the height of selfishness. Did you think perhaps maybe you were created not for you and your universe to go, wee, it's me and my universe? Did you think maybe there's another purpose for your existence? Do you think maybe it goes beyond the realm of what you see in your sphere? I know sometimes that I think I'm the king of my universe, but my universe is one of 7 billion on this planet and another 7 billion in totality that's been on this planet. So there's about 15 billion people that think they have the universe. Yet there is only one center of the universe, and it is the throne of God. And everything else flows from that and back into that. So when we're seeking to find out our existent reasons, it has to be connected to our creator, or we'll never understand why we're created. And you're thinking, oh, but my mom and dad did it. Okay, I'm going to use that reasoning and take it all the way back. You know what? I'll let you even have that one. It's wrong because scripture says you weren't born by the will of man. Forget that. I'm not even going to use that. Let's just go all the way back. All the way back to what geneticists say are ultimately how mankind started, with one man and one woman. I have an idea. Let's call one Adam and the other Eve. Ha ha. I guess the Bible was right about 5,000 years before geneticists figured that out. That's cute. That's good. But ultimately, Adam and Eve were created for purpose and not for their own existent pleasure. And that's the problem. And oh, by the way, those that are in the realm of, oh, I believe in the evolution and so on and so forth, you do realize that you are saying that nothing created something, which in physics is impossible. I'm just saying. There was nothing there. Well, then nothing would ever come from there. I'm just saying, it's just math. You can't change it. Sorry. All right. So anyway, going back to that, understanding what God's will is for you and I, that becomes a pursuit of importance because that connects us to our existence and that gives us this fulfillment that inside of you, there's this little dot that you can't fill. Isn't it amazing? Here's something that's amazing. I love this. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 10 and 11 say that God has set eternity in the hearts of men. You want to know what's funny about that? In the Old Testament, they wanted to live forever, but they could never get there because they didn't know how that really took place. There's a couple of mentions, obviously. Psalm 16 makes mention that he won't allow the flesh to see corruption. There's a couple of mentions, Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, about the resurrection. But in that general format, man's desire was to live forever and never figure that out until Jesus came, and the scripture says in 2 Timothy 1:10, to bring life and immortality to light through the gospel. And so now, through Jesus, that we want to live forever thing is attainable, it's reachable, it's seizable because there's an example, because somebody resurrected for the dead, not once and then to die again, but resurrected for the dead, period. Not to die again. And in that connection to our Creator and in that connection to that eternal life, we hunger and thirst. And the way that the Lord helps us tap into that fulfillment
is through doing what he made us for. It's fun, something that Paul said, just love this passage. He said, I long to take hold of that for which God took hold of me. I want why he grabbed me, and I want that to be my passion. When we come back, we're going to look at that because you're going to find out there is a general call and a specific call. And that's what we're going to tap into. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Every time you say you love me,
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
Frustrated by high real estate commissions? Rex Real Estate has your back. In fact, Rex is selling homes across Southern California for the lowest commission in the industry, saving consumers on average $25,000. Your full-service Rex team will do for you what your last agent simply couldn't. Find buyers directly. Rex uses advanced digital marketing tactics and artificial intelligence to attract hundreds of qualified buyers for each home the moment it goes live. Even more, your home is still featured on top real estate websites like Zillow and Trulia. To see if you qualify, call 619-762-4REX, 619-762-4739. Here's an actual REX seller with more.
During my research, I looked into several brokerages, but when I read the fine print, I realized that nobody could deliver what REX can.
Call 619-762-4REX, 619-762-4739. CALBRE license 0197-6010.
Over 70 million Americans have unhealthy blood pressure levels. Are you one of them? Introducing Berkeley Life, a 100% drug-free cardiologist-recommended supplement to help maintain normal, healthy blood pressure while supporting energy and vitality. Now, for a limited time, try Berkeley Life free.
Call 800-993-5686.
A key to maintaining healthy blood pressure is your body's nitric oxide levels. Berkeley Life helps to boost nitric oxide levels naturally. The breakthrough is from a discovery which won a Nobel Prize in Medicine on nitric oxide levels in the bloodstream. Berkeley Life includes free saliva test strips to see your levels instantly. Now there is a supplement you test yourself and can see it's working. In a consumer study, 91% felt healthier after taking Berkeley Life for just 3 weeks. Here's Dan, an actual Berkeley Life user.
The supplements are easy to take, more energy, more clarity. I don't have to worry about my blood pressure levels anymore, and the results are fantastic.
Get your free 30-day supply. Call 800-993-5686. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-993-5686. 800-993-5686.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right, let's check the weather. We do have weather. Isn't that nice? Let me tell you what's going on in the traffic. There's a yellow truck. I don't know what it's doing, but there is a yellow truck. That's important. We've been discussing the will of God and understanding that his will is connected to our purpose for existence, and it gives us an understanding of why we exist, and then running towards that, living towards that, is one of the most fulfilling elements in life. And then we ended the segment talking about the specific and the general without giving any examples, and I did that on purpose, of course, because I want to talk about the general will in this segment, and then in the next segment, I want to talk about the specific will.
Okay? So we're not going to make this complex. I don't want you to sit there and go, I got to take the notes. If you ever want to hear a show, even after KPRZ, the podcast will be available for quite some time, which means years to come, on davidspoon.com. So you can listen to any of the 1,200 shows. There's 2,400 hours of insanity. Some of it's a little more insane than others. But if you ever have a hankering, it'll be there. And then who knows what the future holds? I don't know what the future holds. I just know him who holds the future. And that's all I want to know. I got enough stuff day by day. I'm okay with it that way. Let's talk about the general will of God. What is the general will of God? I'm just going to list a few different things. Matthew 4:4, Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. It is important to understand that in the general will of God is to know the heart of God, to know what God has to say about life. I mean, who would argue with that? To know what God has to say. Got it. Okay, got it. Not a problem. Right? We want to know his heart in life, in issues. You can get caught into the political warfare. If you're called to that, I love it. If you get swallowed up by that, get out of it. There are things that are meant for people, some things that are not meant for people. I find it funny because if the Lord has directed you to be a part of a political process and you like that and you grow in the Lord in that, fantastic. But if you're a person that gets swallowed up every time you watch the news, stop watching the news. That's not hard. Do something else. Play with a yo-yo. I mean, who cares? Just keep it easy. So to know his heart, that's number one. Get it. Very simple. Number two, which we talked about in the last hour, comes out of Philippians 4:6. Be anxious about nothing, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So to know his heart is to really engage with his word and recognize that's something that we should embrace. And, you know, we can go hours on that. I'm trying to keep this simplistic. But the other part of that is not just to know his heart, but to share our heart. And that's what prayer is. If you think prayer is informing God, you have made a severe mistake. God is not in need of your informing. He does not need you to come and give a data dump. He's not sitting there going, well, I don't know what's going on with you. Tell me. If that's true, God's not omniscient, then he's not God. Okay, so let's just back that one off all the way. When you come before the Lord and you share what's going on, you have an opportunity, even for yourself, whether you're speaking or not, to know that communion between you and God, and you have an opportunity to unload you. That's the best thing about prayer. You know why people feel better after they pray? You know why the New England Journal of Medicine talks about the effectiveness of prayer? Because people dump. Ugh. And God's shoulders are really big. And part of the general will of God is for you to know his heart and to share your heart. That's part of that process. That's called relationship. Now, what's the core of relationship? Communication. And that's listening. And that's talking. Those are those two things, right? So you meet some girl, if you're a guy and you want to get to know her, here's what you do. You talk to her, she talks to you. Okay, at some point, dude, you have to listen. But I mean, it's talking and listening and talking and listening and talking and listening. Or the word of God and prayer and the word of God and prayer and the word of God and prayer. And that's what we call communication, and that's what establishes a relationship. Got it. Okay, next. Here's the other thing that people don't like to talk about, still a big part of things. Hebrews 10:25, don't give up meeting together. Some are the habit of doing, but encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. Really, that has to do with fellowship. And I could have used Acts chapter 2 because there's some people that have a hard time with Hebrews 10:25, but come on, it's family. Now, the only difference between your family and my family was when you guys get together as Gentiles for Thanksgiving, that's your big fight meal. And everybody has a hissy fit or something. In the Jewish family, every meal is Thanksgiving. And they were throwing things, and this was happening. Yeah, that sounds like Tuesday night. You know, it's like, what's the big deal? The idea, though, is that family is a big part of the general will of God. You got to be a part of that. 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. People hate this, but you better learn it. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each one of you should give what you've decided in your heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Giving is a part of that general will of God. I don't have to tell you that. You know, Bible, pray. You know, when the preacher goes, well, read your Bible, pray. Well, I don't necessarily like the way that it's said, but what they're saying is not incorrect. and then go to church. That's not incorrect either. And become a part of ministry. That's not incorrect. And be a giver. That's not incorrect. God likes it when you give, because that's a part of a reflection of what he did. He gave his one and only son. Okay. God likes that. It's a good thing. Serving one another, Ephesians 4:11-12. Christ gave himself the apostles and prophets and evangelists himself. So Christ himself gave the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service. Why do you have all those people doing all that stuff? So you can do service. That's why. So the people of God can be equipped. So the body of Christ may be built up, the scripture says. So we get Bible, prayer, fellowship, giving, serving. Cool. All good. We know reaching, witnessing, so to speak, that's definitely a part of the general will of God. Here's what the scripture says. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Cool. Well, that's another part of it. So these are all nothing. Oh, that's fancy. Nothing fancy. I got it. We got it. These are things we should all be doing. These are the general will. The general will of God are embraced in all these things. I got one more for you. But I want to point out, we haven't talked about the specific will of God because these are the generals. And I'm just going to make this simple statement, and you have to really answer this. Why would God show you the specific if he won't do the generals? If you know what the will of God is and don't do that, why is he giving you something unique? Well, because I'm entitled. You're entitled to not even the breath you take in the next second. That's what you're entitled to. You know all these kids that go around, we're entitled to this. No, you're not. Get a job. I mean, that's what everybody should be saying. Instead, Isaiah 3:8 points out that children are our oppressors, which is what's going on in the colleges today. Ooh. Here's the last general will of God, the one that gets missed the most. 1 minute left before I got to tell you this, but I got to tell you this. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You can't get any more specific than that passage. You want to know what the will of God is? God is? There it is. Let's see. Give thanks in all circumstances. I don't know. Let me check. Yeah. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You can't miss being thankful for everything as the will of God, the general will of God. That is specifically laid out in Scripture. Ephesians 5:20 also reiterates this, giving thanks always for everything. Those are big words. Always, everything, all. These are just the basics. I mean, there's probably more you can dive into, but you get the idea. It's that walk with the Lord. It's that communion, that appreciation, the fellowship, the giving, the serving, the reaching others, the being thankful. All of that is the general will of God. That's cool. There's not, if you're failing in that, ask God to help you do better. That's all. Don't beat yourself up or let the devil use it against you. But when we come back, let's look at the specific, because that's where things get rocky and roady. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Is this your presence that I feel? Is this you? Is this you?
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Attention! More and more Californians are finding out that they or a loved one are not properly prepared for retirement. But it doesn't have to be that way. Retirement Wellness Radio airs right here on K-Praise, weekday evenings at 8 p.m. Your host, Yvette, and her expert guests will help educate you on Medicare, long-term care, and how you can be better prepared. Tune in at 8 p.m. every weekday evening and start vetting your financial future with Yvette.
Mom, what company did you use for your new blinds? we used Blinds.com. Easy and affordable. Plus, they'll send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping.
Wow. Okay.
They even remade our blinds for free because we didn't measure correctly the first time.
Perfect. Thanks, Mom. Smiley face.
Now through November 7th, when you go to Blinds.com or call 1-888-4-BLINDS, you'll save up to 35% off everything, plus an additional 5% with promo code SHUTTERS. That's Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
From orphan to millionaire.
I was abandoned, a child without parent.
He opened his heart to God and opened his home to thousands of children in need. Mully, in partnership with Focus on the Family, discover the miraculous true story of how one man gave up earthly riches and became the wealthiest man in the world.
I see the impossible becoming possible.
Mully, in theaters nationwide for one night only on Thursday, November 9th. Buy tickets now at mullymovie.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're down to two more segments on this day, then tomorrow, wow, going to be the five-year anniversary and the last show of the David Spoon Experience here in San Diego, live in the San Diego studios. Notice how I say things. Don't forget, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. That is the email. You can go to Facebook if you want to. We still have a Facebook page for a little while. And then don't forget KPRZ's Facebook page and the KPRZ website, kprz.com, as well as the KPRZ app, which is absolutely free for iPhone and for Android and for InvisiPhone. Do you guys know what InvisiPhone is? Agent Squires doesn't like this one. InvisiPhone, look at your hand. That's the InvisiPhone. Okay, got it. All right. We have been talking about the will of God. Listen to this statement. Life is a waste unless we discover the purpose of our creation. Only the Creator can define what this purpose is. God defines our purpose through the revelation of His will, so we are directed to understand what His will is. Ooh, very lofty, isn't it? That's kind of a lofty statement. So we talked about the general will of God. Now I want to talk about the specific will of God. We mentioned in the general will of God, you've got the Bible, knowing His heart, prayer to share our heart. Fellowship, because we're family, giving cheerfully, like God likes us to, serving within the church, reaching the lost and unchurched, thanksgiving, so less wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah doesn't impress anybody unless you're on a doo-wop team. And now we're going to discuss from the general will to the specific will, because there's a general will that God has for you, and there's a specific will for your life. Your ministry. Ooh, yours. And when we say yours, we mean yours. How about this? Ephesians 4:16, from Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Ooh, everybody has a part to play, which is why loner Christianity doesn't work very good. But everybody, each part, that means that your fingerprints, so look at your hand. Okay, well, if you didn't wash your hand, look at your hand from a distance. Did you know that you have 30 vertebrae and 600 bones in your body, and the combination of your vertebrae and bones is different from every other person's? There is something unique about you besides the way you process things. There are physical elements to you that are different than anybody else. That was an accident. Sure it was. Just like our creation was an accident. Let me guess. One no-existent cell became existent with another no-existent cell. Then the two of them got together and create a third no-existent. Okay. Sure. It takes more faith to believe that rubbish than anything. I mean, that now that takes faith. Like the government's going to work it all out for you. Hilarity. Anyhow, let's go back to the specifics. And this is one portion that I hope you really appreciate. Acts chapter 26, verse 12 through 16. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. This is Paul talking. About noon, King Agrippa, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It's hard for you to kick against the goads." Then I asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," the Lord replied. "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and a witness of what you have seen and what you will see." A couple of absolutely outstanding elements here. Who was Saul at that time persecuting? The church. Yeah, but how did Jesus see it? "Hey, you're persecuting me." "Well, no, I'm just throwing these people in jail." "Yeah, that's like throwing me in jail. I don't like it." So Jesus made quick identity to his people, saying, "What you do to them, you do to me." You have to like that. That's just good. And then the Lord says to him, I've appeared unto you to appoint you." When you say appoint, what do you mean? In the Greek, I didn't put the Greek word in here. I don't know why I didn't. Normally I do. But the Greek, it actually means, it says this. "I have you for this." That's the Greek. "I have you for this." And that's in a specific appointment and assignment. God has a specific thing for you to do. It's not just the general, though it is the general wills that you are required to do, but it is also something that has your identity that only you can do, that has something about it between you and what the Holy Spirit works in you and God's plan that can only come to fruition by mixing you, the Holy Spirit, and the plan of God. And that's the only way it can come. And there is no other way to see it. Nobody can replicate it. Nobody can duplicate it. It cannot be done any other way. It has been ordained before the foundation of the earth that God's plan be fulfilled, and you are part of that plan. You might say, "Wow, that's a heavy-duty responsibility," which I would agree with you. And then you might say, "What is it?" Because that's what I would say is, "Okay, what am I supposed to do?" So I'm going to give you a couple of things that'll tell you what to do, but they're not the answer. They're the beginning. In the next segment, I'm going to give you a little bit more of a beginning, which I think you'll greatly appreciate. And it's a very short segment, so you can be aware of that. But the first thing that you got to do to find out your specific assignment, first thing anybody has to do, you have to ask. It's not you giving you an assignment. It's God giving you an assignment. James 1:5. "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all, without finding fault, and it will be given to you." If God wanted to tear you apart, he could. But he doesn't. He's like, "Ask me. I won't rip you up. I'll just tell you." I'm like, cool. All right. So you start by asking. The second thing you do, love this, Isaiah 6:8. "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? I said, here am I, send me." You ask God what that plan is, and then you present yourself as available. Here's what you don't tell God. "You know, I have a plan to go to the beach, and then I wanted to do this, and I wanted to do this. So even though you have a specific plan for me, can you make sure it fits into my schedule?" Wrong answer.
We got to make ourselves available. We got to present ourselves to God, actually daily. But we ask God, what do you want us to do? I surrender myself to you for your purposes to be accomplished. Now, here's the third thing. These are just simple little tools to work. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. In other words, you've got to be spiritually minded so you can go, yeah, this is the will of God. I mean, I'll use this just as an example because I have somebody with me in the studio that will attest this. But we really thought Texas is the place we're supposed to go. And when this all came to fruition, we felt that God was affirming, proving that this was his will. Like, yeah, cool. And then you get to go with maybe a little more confidence. That doesn't mean you don't stress, because I mean, I still stress, but you still go there going, yeah, I can do this, I can do this. I've got this opportunity. I've got like 10 opportunities. Now the issue is which? Now I really need wisdom. Before I thought I did, now I really do. The last thing, of course, is John 4:34. My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. The most important part about doing the specific will of God is making it a top priority. You have to ask, you have to make yourself available, you have to be spiritually minded, and you have to prioritize. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added, which kind of makes all those other things not as important. And then all that stuff again. Okay. That's how you go at it. But there's one thing I've held back. I confess I've done it. Yet in the next segment, I shall preach the full counsel. There's something that I've come across that I think is really cool, and I just want to be able to communicate with you to see if it can help you determine what that specific will is. So when we come back, I want you to listen and think, does that apply to me? If it doesn't, God bless you. If it does, God bless you. Either way. God bless you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Madison Reed, and my mom named her revolutionary hair color company after me. My mom taught me that women can do anything they set their mind to.
Hi, I'm Madison's mom, Amy Errett. I founded Madison Reed with the idea to create luxurious, ammonia-free, salon-quality at-home hair color that saves women time and money. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, multidimensional, shiny hair. I'm proud to say Madison Reed is a female-led company. From our chief marketing officer to our master colorist, we are all women and top experts in our field. Founded in love, we are a hair color company led by women, made for women. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code GRATEFUL. That's code GRATEFUL
Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Bingo.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where we're wrapping up the second to last day. This is our last segment. I will tell you that tomorrow, before I go on the air, I am having a corned beef sandwich. All I can say is thank you, parking lot lady. She knows exactly what I'm talking about. Thank you very much. All right, we've been talking about the will of God and finding the will of God and discussing, and I love this statement. This is very poetic. Life is a waste unless we discover the purpose of our creation. Only the Creator can define what this purpose is. God defines our purpose through the revelation of His will, so we are directed by God to understand what His will is. And so we spent that portion talking about the will, the very first segment. Second segment talking about the general will of God, which has to do with the Bible and prayer and fellowship and giving and serving and reaching and thanksgiving. Remember, the Lord was not impressed with the children of Israel with all the complaining that did not seem to help the situation. Right? Doesn't help ours either. Complaining is a demonstration of a lack of faith and a lack of gratitude. So we talked about that being the general will. These are all things we need to be engaged with. No, you probably won't do each one of these things perfectly. Congratulations that you want to. The most important part is to be going in that direction, and that which you lack in, ask God to help you. It's like that's part of the process. When you go to church and you hear the word and you're not doing something, it's okay to have that conviction. It's not okay to drive a nail through your forehead. It's okay to have that conviction and come to the Lord and go, help, I need help. I'm not going to do this without you, because guess what? You're not doing Christianity without Christ. So let's just consider those simplicities. Then we talked about the specific will, where everybody has the fingerprint element. That means each part does its work as each fingerprint, each individual has something they ought to be doing. We dropped in four real simple principles. You ask God. That's just not even genius. That's kind of at the core. Make yourself available daily, because we are supposed to pick up our cross daily. Be spiritually minded, as Romans chapter 12, 2 says, so that you can approve what God's will is, the good, pleasing, and perfect will, and make His will a top priority, like Jesus did in John chapter 4, verse 34, where He says, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me and finish His work. If your food was not about In-N-Out Burger, but was about doing God's will, that would make it a priority. See that? Just move it up on the priority chain. Don't sit there and think, well, I'll get to the will of God after I pay rent. You know, that's not how you do that. It's got to be at the top. I want to share something. You're not going to freak out on me. Nobody's freaking out. No prosperity gospel this or this, that, or whatever. I just think that there's something to this passage. And as I mentioned to somebody, I wish somebody would really go deep, deep, deep on this and write a real good theological treatise on this. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 also provides a hint. Did you hear that word? Hint. As to what the specific will of God is. It says this. For it is God who works in you to will and to
act in order to fulfill his good purpose. It is God who works in you to will and to act. Let me give you some definition on the word will and act. The word to will as to desire. In other words, to will for it, to desire it, to want it. It is God who works in you so you want, so you desire, so you will. Watch this. And then to act or perform or to complete according to his purpose. So God is working a little bit on the inside of your heart on the things that he wants you to do. And it just so happens that it often turns out to be the very thing in your heart that you want to do. And that's connected with what he wants you to do. And then you do what you want to do, which is what he wants you to do. And then you fulfill that and you're doing the will of God. And then you're like going, yeehaw, this is like living. Like, yeah. See, it's just a little bit of a hint. But you kind of understand that the Holy Spirit's like, I don't know. Did you ever see the Star Wars where those two little robot arms are stitching things together and putting Luke's arm back together? Well, it's kind of like that's what he's doing in your heart. And you're like, well, you know, this thing I really want to do is the thing that God wants me to do. And then if I do it, I'm doing what he wants me to do. And I'm fulfilling his will. And it's what I want to do anyway. So we're both working together in partnership. Ta-da! Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun thing about this partnership, about walking with God. See that whole thing in the garden? That wasn't just so God can go, you are terrible at landscaping. It was so that we could hang out with God and be in a partnership with God. Guess what? That's already in you. You do the same thing to discover. You ask. You make yourself available. You be spiritually minded. You make it a top priority. But a little bit of this requires you to do some examination between you and God. Did you know that that's how I came to the radio ministry? My son, who is not spiritual at all. Okay, I shouldn't say that. He's saved, just not spiritual. Does he understand what I'm saying? Okay, well, forget it. So he's second generation Hebrew Christian. So, you know, I'm working on that. But the bottom line is he calls me up and says, Dad, you should do something you don't think anybody would ever let you do as far out as you can come up with. So I sat down on a piece of paper and I wrote down four things, and all four things led to radio. I called David Evans, who is one of the big wigs in Salem. He put me in touch with Russ Hoth. Russ Hoth and I talked on the phone. He said, you think you could do radio better? I said, I can do better with my eyes closed and one arm behind my back. He had me come down to the corporate office, and then 4 weeks later, I was on 2 to 4 Monday through Friday. How about that? Don't tell me it doesn't work. I just did it for 5 years. It works. Just make sure you bring it before the Lord and surrender it the way you're supposed to. It'll be fine. And if it's not perfect every moment of every day, hey, that's what heaven is for. It's not here. It's there. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Last one tomorrow.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.